Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Nityananda Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 21st Verse. Hare Krishna. So before we hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Raj Prabhu to give a brief introduction of today's speaker.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a very brief introduction for our speaker today, who is a senior brahmachari from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji, originally hailing from Ramanathapuram, Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu. Prabhu joined the ashram at a very young age of 19. He served for a decade in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and then studied under the auspices of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, His Grace Gopi Parandan Prabhuji, for 3 years. Prabhuji preaches in English and Tamil languages and give amazing classes. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for that brief introduction. I think Prabhuji did not join. Krishna Prabhuji, please accept. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 16th chapter, 21st verse, Prabhu. I now hand over the call to you. Prabhuji, you have to unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna. Is my voice is audible? Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayan Namaskritya Naram Jaiva Narottama Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhiraye Nashtabhrayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Tirbhavati Neshtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopak Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Sixth canto, chapter 16, verse number 21. Vachas uparate prabhya yo yeko manasa saha. Vachas uparate prabhya yayeko manasa saha. అనామరూపశ్చిన్మాత్రః సోవ్యానస్సదసత్పరః వచస్సుపరతే ప్రాప్య యయేకో మనసా సహ అనామరూపశ్చిన్మాత్ర సోవ్యానసత్పరః వచస్సుపరతే ప్రాప్య యయేకో మనసా సహ అనామరూపశ్చిన్మాత్ర సోవ్యానసత్పరః. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, వచసి వన్ ద వర్డ్స్, ఉపరతే సీస్ అప్రాప్య నాట్ అచీవింగ్ ద గోల్. యహ హీ హూ ఏకహ వన్ వితౌట్ ఎ సెకండ్ మనసా ద మైండ్ సహ విత్ అనామ విత్ నో మెటీరియల్ నేమ్ రూపః ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ ఫామ్ చిత్ మాత్రః టోటలీ స్పిరిచువల్ సహ హీ అవ్యాద్ మే కైండ్లీ ప్రొటెక్ట్ నహ అస్ సదసత్ పరః హూ ఈస్ అ కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాసెస్ ద సుప్రీం కాస్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. Translation: The words and mind of the conditioned soul cannot approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or material names and forms are not applicable to the Lord, who is entirely spiritual beyond the conception of gross and subtle forms. Impersonal Brahman is another of his forms. May he, by his pleasure, protect us. Purport: the impersonal Brahman, which is the effulgence of the Lord, is described in this verse. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంతం జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుణ్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. నమో ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేషితాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిపి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుణ్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీనిరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదా సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. పంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. మై ప్రణామ్స్ టు ఆల్ ద వైష్ణవాస్. We are reading from this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 16th chapter. Srimad Bhagavatam, Hamalam Puranam, Karma Prajita Kaitavotra Paramo, Nirmatsara Anam Satam, Vedyam Vastavam, Atra Vastu Shivatam, Tapat Prayon Muranam, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrute Kimvapare Vishwaraham, Sadyohr Davardrathe Atra Kribihi, Susrushubihi Takshana. So, the Bhagavatam is a place where all the lower forms of dharma are kicked out. Only the higher understanding, the pure devotional service is being put forward. That's why it's called Samalam Puran. And in that section, we are discussing the one of the most important section of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a 6th canto, the pastimes of Chitraketu Maharaj, Rudrasura. In fact, when Srimad Bhagavatam is identified by other Puranas, Samasya Purana or any other Puranas, when Srimad Bhagavatam is described, it would say that particular scripture which has 12 cantos, 18,000 verses, in which the pastimes of Rudrasura has been described. So even though so many pastimes are there, still it will denote the past wherein the Puranas in which Purana in which the pastimes of Vritra is discussed. So that is called the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in that way, this would be discussed in great as a identity of Srimad Bhagavatam, pastimes of Chitraketu Maharaj, and he becomes Vritrasura. So, in that sense, we are very fortunate to study this particular section. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a sugar candy. Whichever place a person may taste, they taste sweet. But at the same time, the connoisseurs of rasa can taste various rasas from the various part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here the pure devotional service, the epitome of pure devotional service has been presented in the Madhurya Kadambini, a scripture written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. When he speaks about pure devotional service, he elaborated on the topic of bhakti in that beautiful scripture called Madhurya Kadambini, in which he describes all the stages of bhakti, 9 stages of bhakti, from the beginning, Adav Shraddha, till Prema. So, while discussing that, he also discussed about the Anartha Nivritti. So, Anarthas, he divides into various Anarthas. Those Anarthas which are born from sinful activities, those Anarthas which are born from pious activities. Even pious activity can bring forth anarthas in a person who commits, who has a lot of pious credit. He may think that this place is very nice, I don't have any problem. He may not experience so much of misery. Or for the reason that he has committed so many pious credits, he may like to do more karmakanda rituals. He would not engage in sinful activities, but he would like to go to heaven and so on. So in this way, even this is also anartha when the viewpoint of pure devotional service. So anarthas born from piety, and this also discusses about the anarthas born from aparadhas. So anarthas born from aparadha. What are the aparadhas means? There are Seva Aparada, Nama Aparada, various Aparadhas are there. While discussing the Anarthas born from Aparada, Seva Aparadha is not discussed so seriously because Seva Aparadha can be nullified by the chanting of the holy name, by chanting the stotras, and by repentance. But the anarthas born from Nama Aparadha is discussed in detail, 10 kinds of Nama Aparadhas. And then another anarthas, which is born from bhakti, bhaktiyot anarthas. When you perform a devotion service, the devotion service may also, by our improper attitude, the devotion service also may bring forth a lot of anarthas in our hearts, such as puja, labha, prashishta, adoration, distinction, and worship. Such kind of when performing bhakti, we may be glorified for our devotion service, the exploits when we do by the power of our performing bhakti, but they may think that this is because of me. So those kinds of anarthas born from bhaktiyut anarthas. This way, dushkurtot anarthas, sukurtot anarthas, aparadot anarthas, bhaktiyut anarthas. This way, he divide them into four categories. And he says these four anarthas get destroyed in various stages. So the sukurtot anartha, dushkurtot anarthas are almost get destroyed in the beginning of devotion service itself. During the bhajan kriya itself, they get destroyed. But the anarthas caused by aparadhas, such as nama aparadhas, and nama aparadha, especially the first nama aparadha is satam ninda, offending offense to the Vaishnavas, that doesn't easily get destroyed. It goes till very long time, till bhava. At the stage of till the bhava, a person can fall down for committing Vaishnava aparadha. So it goes till long time. When we seek, when you achieve prema bhakti only, it gets completely nullified. When we see Krishna face to face, it is thoroughly nullified, but it is goes on for a long time, and thus stays gradually get diminished. So when Chakravartipa says like this, he asks a question that when we see Krishna face to face, all the anarthas get destroyed. A person can be free from all the anarthas, and he won't commit any further offenses because he achieved a perfection. After prema only one can see Krishna face to face. So in such condition, a person won't be performing aparadhas. And because he is not performing aparadha, there won't be any anarthas comes in his heart. So, but then the question comes. Chakravarti Pad asked, all of you can hear me, some background noise, Kirtan is playing.
We can hear you just fine, Prabhuji. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, this Bhakti, Chakravarti Pad is asked a question. That when you say that when you see Krishna face to face, all the previous anarthas get destroyed, especially the aparadha anarthas. But how come Chitraketu Maharaj, who has seen the Lord face to face, can commit Vaishnava aparadha to Lord Shiva, which triggered Parvati become angry, and that angry triggered her to be like curse against Chitraketu Maharaj, because of which he became Dhritarashtra. So how this can happen? It appears to be contradictory to what Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is saying, that when you see Krishna face to face, all the anarthas get destroyed. So only when there are aparadhas are there, that produces anarthas. So aparadhas could not be there. So how come this Chitraketu Maharaj could perform the offense against Lord Shiva, and also how they and Vijaya also committed offense against for Kumaras in Vaikuntha, where they could see Vishnu now and then. So how can you understand that? So Vishwan Chakradipad answers this apparent contradiction puzzle, saying that in fact it is true that when a person achieves prema, and after achieving prema, a person is eligible to see Krishna face to face. When a person sees the Lord face to face, suddenly there won't be any anarthas remaining. All the anarthas are destroyed. Not only anarthas are destroyed, the proclivity to performing any kind of sinful activities, what to speak of sinful activities, even proclivity to perform any kind of aparadhas are also get destroyed completely, becomes pure. But then, how to understand that Chitraketu Maharaj, did he offended Lord Shiva? Is it Jayan Vijaya offended before Kumaras? They offended, then how did the statement that they are seeing Vishnu face to face, Lord face to face, how they can offend, how the anatta still remaining? Chakrapad says that actually Chitraketu Maharaj, the understanding that Chitraketu Maharaj is offended Lord Shiva is actually an improper understanding or an apparent understanding. The particular understanding that Jayan Vijay offended the four Kumaras is also an improper and apparent understanding, not real understanding. Apparently, it looks like that. Why? Because they achieved such a higher stage. In the higher stage, there can be no offense. So, Chakradipad gives a reason that the Jayan Vijay are asking the Supreme Lord, their dear Lord, my dear Lord, we have a great desire to fight, experience the mellow of fighting with a very strong personality. And you are Purna, you are Atma Rama, you are Satya Sankalpa. Whatever desire we have, it's immediately get fulfilled. So being your eternal servant and being your eternal dear servant, we cannot tolerate that your desire is not getting fulfilled. And we also understand there are no appropriate people in this world who can match with the spirit of fighting and satisfy you. For this reason, my dear Lord, please, you make us people who are inimical towards you. Even though there is no trace of any enmity or envy towards you in our heart, but still somehow or other make us becoming inimical towards you. We understand that being a Bhakta Vassala, you can never even dream of doing this activity, but somehow or other, in order to make us, in order to become your real servant, please make us in such a way that we will be able to do this service to you of becoming our enemies. See, in this way, Jayan Jaya prayed to Supreme Lord. And Krishna, Sriman Narayana, in fulfilling their desire, he made them, he arranged this particular fasting. Even Chitraketu Maharaj's case also, that it is ordained, it is an arrangement of the Lord that by which the glories of Chitraketu Maharaj is become more evident, and his quality of his personality of being an ardent, sincere devotee will be understood by the people in general. That's why Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says that when we see Chitraketu Maharaj's quality of devotional attitude when he was meeting the Supreme Lord, and his quality of being a Vritrasura when he is being when he was face to face fighting with Indra, the devotional attitude of Vritrasura, Nanaka Praksham Nachaparameshtyam, his attitude of his mood of prayer, his mood, how he is a sold out servant of Krishna. In both the places, we can see that he and Chitraketu Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj and Vritrasura, they exhibited a similar mood of devotional attitude. if this would have been really an offense or aparada, then definitely Chitraketu Maharaj wouldn't be, Chitraketu Maharaj when he become Ritrasura, he won't be able to exhibit this devotional attitude, because Vaishnava aparada will destroy your devotional inclination. But we don't see in the case of Chitraketu Maharaj that his inclination is diminished, and when he become Ritrasura, he become either a non-devotee or less in devotional attitude. Okay. In fact, his attitude of bhakti is almost is similar when he was Chitraketu Maharaj. So this is a beautiful understanding of the pastimes of Chitraketu Maharaj in Ritrasura. So here, the beautiful prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka, we see that the absolute Lord Krishna has three futures. Padanti tat tattvides tattvam yajnanam adbhayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. And the absolute truth can be understood in three futures. It is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. All these three features are transcendental, beyond the touch of three forms of material nature. And these three forms of the Lord cannot be accessed by our material senses. This is what the shloka is saying. Very often we have discussed this topic, that with our blunt material senses, we can't approach Krishna. We can't approach Krishna's name, form, qualities. Similarly, we can't approach Krishna's all these three features, such as Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan. Even though Paramatma is very much close to us, more than anybody else. Paramatma is very close to us, next to us, more than our father, mother, or anyone else. But still, we can not be able to understand Paramatma. We are not able to see Paramatma. We are not able to access Paramatma. Why? What is stopping us between him and us? That is basically our material attitude, our material desires, our material material identification. Ahamkar. What is ahamkar means? Thinking that anaham, aham iti buddhihi. Anaham, what I am not. Aham, anaham, what I am not. Thinking I am what I am not. It's called ahamkar. That ahankar is a big disease. But the ahankar, thinking what I am actually, that ahankar is very much favorable. Instead of understanding aham, Krishna's servant, is what I am, that is fine. But misunderstanding anaham, that I am this body, that as aham is called as ahankar. Ashve svabuddhi. Ashve, what I am not, in that I am, the understanding that I am, Ashveshva Buddhihi, Anaham, Aham, Anahamiti, Ahankar. So these are the problem. So that's why in this kind of disease condition, we can't approach Krishna, we can't approach Krishna's holy name. So Chakradipad is telling, so how can you approach Krishna in this condition? It's like a person whose tongue is covered by layers and layers of cloth or plastic cover, and able to taste anything. Similarly, our tongue, our senses are all completely covered with this material. Senses are themselves material. So in this way, we can't approach Krishna. But we don't have any other choice. So that's why Krishna is mercifully can reveal himself to us. But we have to do something to clarify this material conception. So, but that particular activity is called as devotional service or bhakti. So when we perform devotional service, Bhakti Devi, upon being pleased upon us, that Bhakti Devi will give us a strength, ability, capacity to all these dull senses to access Krishna's name, form, and qualities. So Bhakti Devi spiritualizes, just like I always, many times I give an example. It's like the iron rod doesn't have the power to burn. But an iron rod comes in contact with the fire, the iron rod also becomes like almost like a fire. And it becomes fire and it can do the quality of burning. Similarly, this dull material senses, when it performs bhakti, when it performs devotional service in proper attitude, they become spiritual. Even though they are dull, iron become fire, this material senses can become spiritualized. Then it can access Krishna's name, form and qualities. So that is the mercy of Srimati Bhakti Devi. So, Krishna, in order to give this chance for our senses to become spiritualized, he presents himself. He also sends his dear devotees. He also gives us scriptures. He also gives us intelligence in this human form of life. Many, many things in order to somehow or other to get us back to his lotus feet. So of that, Krishna's attempt to bring us close to him, the most fruitful, the most rare attempt. The most rarest way Krishna has bestowed his mercy is in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended down in order to wake up the fallen conditioned souls. Guru Maharaj grace, Yonta Pravishya Mavacham Imam Prasuptam Sanjeevayat Kila Shakti Dharaswadham Nam Anyam Chahasta Charana Shravanat Pagadin Pranan Namo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam. That you have entered in my heart and awakening my all my sleeping senses. So much noise is there. Can somebody monitor the noise?
Hare Krishna, Dr. Kaur. Okay.
So, when Krishna enters in the Yonta Pravishya Mamavacha Mimam Prasuttam Sanjeevaya Takila Shakti Dharaswa Dhamna. So, Dhamna means his internal potency. So, Krishna, when he enters through his internal potency in the heart of the conditioned souls, then their senses become enlivened. And Guru Maharaj is saying that you are woken up by sleeping senses. So that means how Guru Maharaj is sleeping. He is wide awake and doing tapasya in the forest. If he is saying he is sleeping, what to speak of people like us? So he is saying that my senses are sleeping. How I have woken up? So that is amazing. What you can understand when we see Krishna face to face. That Guru Maharaj is saying, I am sleeping, what to speak of? That's all the conditioned souls. So that is the real nature of our living entity, spirit soul. So in this way, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, he performed the greatest benevolence of showing his mercy to us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world in order to give his ultimate mercy to the living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, who is Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that I want to experience the mood of my devotees. And what is the mood of his devotee, especially the mood of Srimati Radharani? What is there in me? Srimati Radharani is going mad after. I want to understand what is there in me which my dear devotee, such as Srimati Radharani, is so much attracted towards. I want to understand the greatness of her love. And I want to experience the bliss she experiences when she performs devotion service unto me. In order to fulfill these three desires, Krishna's own personal desire, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But how can you say that in all the attempts of Krishna, all the activities of Krishna, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most benevolent and most amazing one, most fruitful one? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent is basically to fulfill his personal desire. When Krishna came as Vamanadev, Varaha, Narasimha, Rama, he doesn't have so much of his personal agenda. పరిత్రాయణాయ సాధూనాం వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ సంభవామి. In order to protect the devotees, in order to destroy the demons and so on, Krishna came for some certain agenda, which is for which is basically for others. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advent is Krishna's own personal agenda. He came down to fulfill his own three desires. So in one sense, it appears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatara is for his own personal desire, personal selfish interest. Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can you say it is very benevolent or it is merciful? And it is the most amazing avatara. So the Acharya says, indeed it is fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to fulfill his own personal desire, these three particular desires discussed now. But at the same time, as Krishna is very merciful, శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాపురుష్ నమో మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరవే నమః. మహాప్రభు ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ మెర్సిఫుల్. ఇఫ్ హీ ఈస్ సెల్ఫిష్, హౌ కెన్ బికమ్ నమో మహావదాన్యాయ? ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నమో మహావదాన్యాయ, దెన్ హీ షుడ్ బి సెల్ఫిష్ ఆల్సో. హౌ టు అండర్స్టాండ్? దర్శనాచార్య సేస్ దట్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇన్ డీడ్ హీ అపియర్డ్ down as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Avatara means coming down. Fulfill his own desire, own agenda he came. And he definitely achieved that. But at the same time, he not only fulfilled his own personal three desire, relishing the love of Krishna in the mood of the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, but he also, as a selfless person, Mahavadanyaya, he distributed this love, to the entire world freely. That is amazing thing. If he would have been just relished to himself, then he may say that Krishna came for his own personal agenda and went back. Now, Mahaprabhu not only wanted to enjoy himself, but wanted to distribute to others. That is amazing understanding of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he is called as Namo Mahavadanyaya. He is so magnanimous. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have not been there, Yadi Gaurana Hoite, Acharya Sri, if Mahaprabhu would have not been here, what would have happened to us, all of us? So that is nobody would understand what is Prajapya Vrindavan, Bhakti to Vrindavan. So even Krishna was so much happy and blissful in seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How come Krishna is blissful in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Oh, very soon, we are going to celebrate the beautiful pastimes of Ratha Yatra, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu participated in understanding the beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, West Bengal. And after performing his 24 years of pastime as a grahastha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he was about to go to Vrindavan Dham. That time his mother Sachimata requested him, "My dear son, if you go to Vrindavan, I won't be able to know about your whereabouts and your well-being. But if you go to Puri, which is non-different from Vrindavan, and Puri being very near to me, as good as it's like another room in the same house of Navadvip Dham, at least I will be able to hear about your well-being." So when Sachimata spoke like this, Mahaprabhu immediately accepted. He accepted to be in Puri Dham. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Purikshetra and he stayed here for 18 years and performed his pastime. Sri Kshetra Puri, Jagannath Dham, is considered as non-different from Dwaraka, where the main temple is situated. And the same Purikshetra, when Jagannath goes in the chariot to Ratha Yatra, which we are going to celebrate in very few days, he goes to Sundarachala Gudicha temple, which is non-different from Vrindavana. So in Jagannath Puri Dham, Vrindavan is also present. And in the Puri Dham, near the ocean side, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gambhira is situated, where he stayed for 18 years. The place where Siddha Bakul Gharghastra to perform his bhajan, the place where Gadadhar Pandit to worship Kota Gopinath, the place where Gharghastra to Samadhi is present, the ocean beach, all these places are considered as non-different from Navadvip Dham. In this way, the great devotees say that Jagannath Puri consists all these three dhams, which is Navadvip, Vrindavana, and Dwaraka. So when Mahaprabhu was staying here and relishing Krishna in the mood of the gopis, even though he's staying in Puri, actually, he's always seeing Jagannath as Krishna, who is playing threefold bending form. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees the ocean, he sees this as Yamuna River. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees the hills, the sand hills in Jagannath Puri Dham, he thinks these sand hills are lower than hills. When he sees the garden, he thinks Vrindavan forest. In this way, Mahaprabhu is completely immersed in seeing Vrindavan in Puri Dham. This way, he fulfills his mother's desire also. So, as Krishna, Jagannath, he also wants to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can we understand this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. How Krishna like to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is a very, very deep understanding. Unless we are bestowed, we are given the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the parampara, we are not able to understand the secret of this, you know, dealings between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Puri Dham, Sri Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, Mahambodhe Spire Kanaka Ruchire Neela Shikare San Prasadantam Sahaja Balabhadre Balina Subhadra Madhyastam Sakala Sura Seva Vasarato Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. So here, Mahambodhe Spire Kanaka Ruchire Neela Shikare, in the Mahabodhi, in the great ocean, here in the banks, in the shore of this great ocean, Neela Shikare, in the Neelachala Parvata, the great personality, Lord Jagannath, along with Balabhadra, the powerful Balabhadra and Subhadra, are staying, and they are giving their seva to, opportunity for service to all the devotees. That Jagannath may come in the vision of my eyes. So this is Acharya prayers. So, who is this Jagannath? He is Kuvalaya Dalotpulla Nayano. And this Lord is actually Sikhi Picham Kaditate. That he is the same Lord who is staying in Vrindavana Vastadrila Parichaya. He is staying in Vrindavana, who has peacock feather on his head, who is wearing a beautiful Pitambara. That same Jagannath who is staying in Vrindavan, same Krishna who is staying in Vrindavan, is appeared in Jagannath. Puri Dham is Lord Jagannath. So, what is the form of Jagannatha? We all know this. When Rohini Devi was been asked by the queens of Krishna that we never seen our Krishna childhood pastimes, please can you explain what pastimes he performed in Vrindavan Dham? And by the request of the other devotees in Dwaraka, Rohini Devi started speaking about Vrindavan, and they are all afraid that if Krishna hears about Vrindavan, he may leave Dwaraka and go to Vrindavan. So they locked the door and kept Subhadra Devi as a guard, and they are all hearing the pastimes of Vrindavan Leela spoken by Rohini Devi. And when Subhadra hears this pastime, she in ecstasy and happiness, Subhadra's eyes become big and her hands and legs goes inside in ecstatic bliss. So she is not even able to see who is around her, and she is absorbed in the pastimes of Vrindavan spoken by Rohini Devi. In the meantime, Krishna Balaram comes and says, what is happening? Subhadra is standing behind the locked doors, in front of the locked doors, and she is becoming completely different. She looks like she is in great bliss. So Krishna Balaram also hear this pastime. They also become absorbed in their own pastimes of Vrindavan. They also become ecstatic in mood and in ecstatic love. Jagannath's eyes become big and Balaram's eyes become big. Jagannath's hands goes inside. Lotus feet also goes inside. Such a, we can't even imagine such maximum for us. When we become happy, maybe our eyes become little bigger. The hairs may stand a little bit. But when we are experiencing great ecstasy, which no incarnation, nobody exhibited other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experiences great ecstasy, Kaviraj Goswami said, just like the Kadamba flowers, how they stand erect in the Kadamba flowers, if you're seeing Kadamba flowers, like that Mahaprabhu's hair would stand erect in ecstasy. So those kinds of symptoms, no Shastra mentioned, no incarnations are exhibited, even Krishna never exhibited, at least exhibited for people to see. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting all those ecstatic symptoms. So Krishna becomes ecstatic, eyes become bigger, and Balaram eyes become big. So when Arjuna sees this beautiful form, he requests God to give this darshan to the rest of the world to come. So then the Lord bestows and this verse to Narada Muni and agrees that I will appear in the same form in Neelachala Jalanath Puritam. So Krishna, when he is most blissful in his separation from Vrijavasis, appeared at Jagannath. So in Jagannath Puritam, Lord Jagannath is in his ecstatic spirit in feeling separation from Vrijavasis. So Puri, Neelachala temple, Jagannath temple is Dwaraka, and Krishna in Dwaraka is always feeling separation from Vrijavasis. So Satyabhama, Rukmini, Lakshmana, Nagmajiti, all these queens are there. 16,108 queens are serving Krishna like paid servant. And Krishna is full, surrounded by all opulences. But still, Krishna would always think about the gopis, Vrindavan, Shrimati Radha. Krishna, in fact, told Satyabhama once, "Hey Satyajiti, I am in Dwaraka only because I want to please all of you. But for my pleasure, for me, the pleasure is in Vrindavan." So Krishna is in Dwaraka to satisfy his devotees. For his satisfaction, he goes to Vrindavan. So in this way, even though Krishna stays in Dwaraka in Jagannath Dham, but his heart is in Vrindavan. That is amazing. Mood of Jagannath. And here, Jagannath, who is feeling separation from Shikati Radharani, separation from the gopis of Vrindavan. Now Jagannath is getting opportunity to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Buddha Shrimati Radha. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Jagannath, but Jagannath in the Buddha Shrimati Radha. Her Bhava is in the Buddha Gopi Vrindavan Bhava, Radharani's Bhava. But Jagannath, who wants to see the Vrijavasis, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bhava is that he wants to see Krishna. So Jagannath, who is feeling separation from the gopis. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of gopis, who is feeling separation from Jagannath. Both are the meet in ecstasy, both experience. That is called as Ratha Yatra. That is understanding of the Jagannath Tattva, Mahaprabhu is taking Puri Dham. So here from the Dwaraka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the mood of Srimati Radharani, is pulling Jagannath, who is very much wants to come to Vrindavan. So Jagannath wants to come to Vrindavan, and Vrijavasis Srimati Radharani wants to bring Jagannath to Vrindavan. In this way, Jagannath comes to from his Ratnavedi, Sri Mandira, which is called Dwaraka. He comes down and ascends on the chariot, beautiful chariot made for them. Nandigosha chariot Jagannath mounts, Taladvaja chariot Balaramji mounts, and in Dala Darpana chariot, Subhadra Devi and Sudarshan mounts, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all other devotees who are in the mood of the gopis and gopas of Vrindavan, they lovingly pull their blood of their heart back to Sundarachala of Vrindavan. So that is a beautiful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he performs Rathyatra pastime, he engages all the devotees from Bengal. When Sri Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Mood of Srimati Radharani, with Krishna also, all his associates also appeared in various forms. Many of them appeared in Navadvip Dham, many of them were in Puri Dham also, various places they appeared. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaramji himself. So all of them joins, many of them join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to assist him to bring Lord of their heart to Vrindavan Dham. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri Dham, कि आफ्टर टेकिंग संन्यास महाप्रभु फॉर 2 years ही ट्रैवल टू साउथ इंडिया एंड व्हेन दे आर व्हेन द डिवोटीज वेयर टोल्ड दैट महाप्रभु इज नॉट इन पुरी ही वेंट टू साउथ इंडिया दे वर ऑल फीलिंग सेपरेशन फ्रॉम हिम सो आफ्टर 2 years ऑफ ट्रैवलिंग टू साउथ इंडिया श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू बैक टू पुरी धाम वेर ही वॉज बीन वेलकम बाई ऑल द ग्रेट डिवोटीज तथा सर्व भट्टाचार्य काशी मिश्रा and even the king himself was amazed to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them are so happy that Mahaprabhu is back in Neelachalam. So when Mahaprabhu came back, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Kala Krishna Das, he was being told to go to Navadvip Dham to inform the great the devotees of Navadvip Dham that Mahaprabhu have returned back to Sri Puri Dham. And all the devotees heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is back in Puri Dham. They were all so ecstatic. For 2 years, they were not able to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were not able to understand what Mahaprabhu's whereabouts, what to speak of seeing him. Now, all the devotees in Navadvip Dham, such as Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and Srivasa Thakur, headed by Shivananda Singh's Yatra Party manager, all of them, many of them came with their families. They all came to see Neelachala Dham. And first of all, they took permission from Sachi Mata. They paid their obeisances to her and their blessings. All of them happily with a lot of difficulties, they underwent and came to Sri Neelachala Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself welcomed them, offered them garlands. It's like Krishna, who is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all her associates, all the his friends and associates were also they appeared in various families. So all of them also when all of them came, Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic. They welcomed him, personally welcomed them, offering garlands and offering sandalwood paste in Akharanala, which is and the border of Puri Dham. He welcomed all of them. Personally, all of them came in Gambhira. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged residences for them where they should stay. And when Mahaprabhu was staying here, in far away distance, the Mahaprabhu asked, Where is Haridas? Devotees told that, my dear Lord, Haridas is paying his obeisances very far away from this place. Then Mahaprabhu saw in a long distance the road, a personality is lying on the floor, paying his full obeisances. And Mahaprabhu saw, Haridas, why you are not coming to me? Mahaprabhu himself went to him and lifted him and embraced him. And Haridas Thakur said, my dear Lord, I am so fallen. I am born in a low family. I am unfit to be touched by you. If I come near to you, I have to come crossing Simhadwara, which is the entrance to the temple, and I'll make an offense of committing aparadha of coming near to the worshippers of Lord Jagannath. So this offense I can't even imagine to do that. So my dear Lord, please, if you are merciful to me, please give me a place where it is not far from the temple where I can solitary place where I can chant Hare Krishna mantra and always get your mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after arranging the residence for all the devotees, personally asked Kashi Mishra, who is a superintendent of Jagannath temple, can I get a solitary secluded garden where I want to give a special place for my dear Haridas Thakur. Immediately the desires of immediate sanction, and Mahaprabhu personally gave a place called a garden nearby from where Haridas Thakur can see the chakra and chant his rounds and perform his bhajan. And Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur that, my dear Haridas, that even if you don't go inside the temple, by seeing the Neela Chakra, you'll get the benefit of seeing Lord Jagannath face to face. And you stay here and perform your bhajan. Every day I would come and meet you. And Mahaprabhu, every day he would come with Lord Jagannath's prasadam. Every day morning, Kalutpalam Bhoga, Arati Mahaprabhu would take darshan of Jagannath. And he would bring Sri Jagannath Mahaprasadam, personally come to place where Haridas Thakur is living, and would offer prasadam to him. And for hours together, he would have loving dealings with Srila Haridas Thakur. Here, when Mahaprabhu saw that Haridas Thakur is performing his bhajan in a very difficult place, sometimes in the shades of the trees, not properly falling on human trees, having difficulty. So Mahaprabhu one day brought the Mahaprasad brush of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath, they such a service they performed. The pujaris perform for Lord Jagannath. They indeed bathe him every day and they brush him. They even use tongue cleaner for him. So one such brush, which is made up of a tree branch, and they would soften the end and add camphor and so many ingredients. And that is a brush of Jagannath. And one Mahaprasad brush was given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu brought that to where Haridas Thakur is staying. Personally, he planted that toothbrush, which is a wood, dry wood stick. And immediately by the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it became a big tree over there. So that become the Bakul tree, which attained perfection. It's called Siddha Bakul, under which Sri Haridas Thakur performed his unimaginable ultimate devotion service, chanting the holy name of Krishna. In the mood of Trinathapi Sunichena, Taravrapi Sahishuna, Manina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sakahari. So these are the amazing contradiction in the Puri Dham, where as Brahma, Sri Haridas Thakur, as Brahma, he performed the first puja, he established a temple by giving instruction to Indradhumna Maharaj in the very beginning. And as Brahma, he is all the right to be in the temple. But here, the same Brahma, Haridas Thakur, would not even enter the temple. He never even attempted to enter the temple. And here, Sri Krishna, Jagannath, who always gives his mercy staying in the altar when the devotees come. But here, Jagannath, who doesn't come out of his altar to show his mercy, except on the Rath Yatra and the Snana Yatra. But here, that Jagannath comes out every day in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give his mercy to Srila Haridas Thakur. So people go every day. People can go every day to get mercy of Jagannath. But here Jagannath comes every day to give his mercy to Sri Haridas Thakur. That is the amazing dealings between Krishna and his dear devotees. So that is a mood where Haridas Thakur exhibited. And this mood is a gateway to enter into the real mood of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So all the devotees with such attitude of eagerness and service attitude and the mood of being the humble servant, and they all assembled in Puri Dham. Mahaprabhu told them that all of you go to your residence, take bath in the ocean and let us meet. So all the devotees, they went and they took bath in the ocean and they all together came and took prasadam. So Raja Pradabharudra, who is the king of Odisha's Utkala, he surprised and he saw that how can these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are all supposed to be very cultured and educated, they are not following the rules and regulations of visiting a holy place. First day they should take bath, they should shave their head, and they should take bath and they should fast for the first day. But here the devotees are immediately, they are coming together without doing this rules and regulation, they are taking prasadam. So how to understand this? So then Gopinath Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya, they instructed the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are inconceivable. It's very beyond our understanding. Please understand this loving dealings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his dear devotees. They are beyond the ordinary rules and regulations. So in this way, all the devotees assembled and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy that now my dear devotees have come. So he would perform beautiful pastimes of kirtan and bhajan. And whole day he would perform kirtan in various places. So in this way, the Rath Yatra time approached. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before that, he engaged all the devotees in performing beautiful Gundicha cleaning, the cleaning of the Gundicha temple. All the devotees, when the Gundicha cleaning was taking place, they were all amazed, and Mahaprabhu encouraged them and engaged them beyond their capacity to clean the Gundicha temple so clean that indeed, while cleaning, Mahaprabhu, in fact, gave them a task that whoever brings out maximum amount of garbage while cleaning the temple, they will be given, they will be remunerated. So in fact, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned, his pile of all the garbage becomes more than anybody else. Many devotees' garbage is put together. Such thoroughly Mahaprabhu cleaned the temple. Here, Jagannath in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is cleaning his own altar in the mood of Srimati Radharani. This particular understanding, nobody else. Anarpita Charim Chirad Karunayavatirna Kalavu. One fortunate devotee who is from Bengal, he washed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet in the altar and he drank Mahaprabhu's lotus feet water in front of all the devotees. Mahaprabhu was pleased in seeing within, and he was very happy that devotee is having the mood of this devotional attitude. But externally, he chastised Swarup Damodar Goswami that your Bengali devotee, he is doing this kind of activity of washing my feet and looking at in the altar of Jagannath. What is going to come upon me? How can he do this? When Mahaprabhu spoke like this, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami lovingly took this devotee and placed him outside the temple. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, so from here onwards we understand that those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are all belongs to the, we are all under the shelter of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Mahaprabhu, after cleaning the Gundicha temple, he went to Indradyumna Sarovar, he took a nice bath, and then the next day the Pratyatra takes place. All right. Yeah. I'm talking from Jagannath Puri Dham, where the Rath Yatra fever is already taking place here. I'm getting the background myself. Okay, I'll end in 5 minutes or so. We are a bit late. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on the day of Rath Yatra, he took early bath and he was coming to the great festival of a festival called Pandu Vijaya, become Pahandi. So the Pahandi means Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, who are staying in Dwaraka Dham. Now they are going to mount the chariot and go to Vrindavan Dham. So when the Pahandi takes place, the Jagannath is in so much ecstatic spirit that he is going to see his dear devotees. She wants to come as early as possible and he is intoxicated. So when Jagannath comes from his Ratnavedi back to Ratnavedi to Rath, Ratnavedi is his sitting place, comes to the chariot, Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra, they move simultaneously together. Why? Because three of them wants to come as early as possible. So first they bring Balaram. By the time Balaram reaches his Ratha, behind, Sudarshan Subhadra would come. By the time Balaram Subhadra reaches chariot, Jagannath also would start his moving. So this is a particular Pahandi called, they say it is called Dadi Pahandi, that means fast Pahandi. The Jagannath, Balaramji comes like an intoxicated elephant. He comes like an intoxicated elephant back and forth, and the Pandas pull him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, and you chant, Manima, 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 means the respect given to a great personality. But the voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not heard by everybody because of the tumultuous sound of the gongs played by the Pandas. So Balaramji comes like intoxicated elephant. Sudarshan comes like a whirlwind speed. Subhadra Devi comes also in an enthusiastic spirit. And Jagannath comes like a person swaying in a swing back and forth like an intoxicated elephant or a lion, and he gives his mercy to everybody and looks here and there in all the directions, and somehow the Pandas pull Jagannath with the spirit of the gopis, spirit of Vrijavasis, and Jagannath mounts on the chariot there, and all the deities, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Sudarshan, they mounted on their respective chariot. Beautiful Ratha, even celestials will get amazed. Jagannath Ratha is called as Nandigosha, has 16 wheels, and it is driven by the great personality called Dwarka. Balaramji's chariot has 14 wheels. It is driven by the great personality called Mathali. And Subhadra Devi's chariot has 12 wheels and is driven by the chariot driver Arjuna. So, Jagannath chariot, Nandigosha, Balaram chariots, Talat Gaja and Subhadra chariot, Tala Tarpana, these chariots are so beautiful. And when they are seated in this place, Jagannath was so happy. Finally, Krishna is out to go to Vrindavan. And that time, Pradabhrudra Maharaj came with a golden handled broomstick and was pruning. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, he became so ecstatic and so happy. And he was very, very happy that king is so humble that he's performing this activity of menial servant. And in fact, Pradabhrudra Maharaj many times attempted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvam Bhattacharya tried, Dhyanananda tried, Amananda Raya also tried. Mahaprabhu said, he's a Vishaya, I can never meet him. But Mahaprabhu saw his attitude that he's pruning the Jagannath chariot, even if he was a great king. Mahaprabhu had become melted. In fact, Bhattacharya told the king that really Lord is very pleased with you. Very soon he will give his mercy to you. Mahaprabhu, after chariot was cleaning was done, that they started pulling the chariot. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided the Kirtan party into 7 groups, 14 mridangas, 2 mridangas in each group. 4 teams were in the front of Jagannath, 2 teams were on the side of Jagannath, and 1 team was the back side of Jagannath. In this way, 7 Kirtan party. Now, all the Kirtan party, they were amazing things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed. As Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibited his opulence, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simultaneously was present in all the 7 groups. And every group, they thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really in their group. And they are the most fortunate and he's not visiting the other group. And nobody could take out their eyes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, if they could take out their eyes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and if they would look at the other group, there also they would have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. But they could not take out their eyes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was unknown to every devotee because they all think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with them. But Pradabhrudra Maharaj, Mahaprabhu showed his mercy to him. He was watching the whole Kirtan from the roof of his palace. There he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously he was appearing in all the 7 groups and he was simultaneously showing his mercy to all of them. When Pradabhudra Maharaj saw, he was so much in ecstatic and he was completely overwhelmed with the mercy bestowed upon him. So when Mahaprabhu in this way, when he was chanting and dancing in front of Jagannath Rathayatra car, he was in the mood of the gopis. Sometime he would be in the front, sometime he would go to the backside. And there was a competition between Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagannath, who is feeling his separation and loving affection towards the gopis, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the gopis. So many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go behind Jagannath Rathayatra car and he would see whether Jagannath is waiting for him or he is moving. So when Jagannath would not move because Mahaprabhu is behind, and Mahaprabhu was completely satisfied. In this way, such a loving competition between Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which always the devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, emerge victorious. So in this way, the Rathayatra, which is very deep and very, very beyond our ordinary senses, ordinary capacity to understand the deep pastimes of Rathayatra performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though thousands and thousands of people had come. For some people, it's like a yearly event of a great fair. For some people, it's like a entertainment. For some people, it's like an acrobatic event. For many, thieves also come for them. It's a big opportunity for stealing. So, nevertheless, they are all getting the mercy of Lord Jagannath. But to enter deeply into the pastimes of Sri, this Rathayatra, we need to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only available through the mercy of the parampara, such as Sarup Damodar Goswami, whom all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we all belongs to him. And Swarup Damodar Goswami's heart and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is understood well by Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praying in this Rathayatra. Yeah, he was singing here and again a particular song. This appears to be a lover song, sung by a love towards the lover. But nobody could understand. But Rupa Goswami understood it, and later he wrote it in a palm leaf and kept it in the hut where Haridas Thakur is staying, where Rupa Goswami is actually staying. Mahaprabhu read this, he was amazed, and he told Swarup Damodar Goswami that he indeed, this Rupa understood my inner desire. So that time Swarup Damodar Goswami asked, certainly Mahaprabhu, that you bestowed your mercy. Mahaprabhu exclaimed that, yes, when I saw Rupa Goswami in Prayag, that when I saw his mood and humility and devotion, my heart melted and embraced him and invested all my potency, that he will be able to reveal my real heart to everybody. Then they say, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all become Rupanugas. So by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami, he's coming down in the parampara of various acharyas such as Artham Das Thakur, Vishnu Sekhani Thakur, Gurudev Vidyabhushan. See, Jagannath Das Babaji, and we are hearing this, we are doing the service of discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita in the place of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhajan Kutir, Jagannath Puri Dham behind. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's grace is descending through Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sar, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and all their devotees. In this way, by the grace, we are given the opportunity to enter into the mood of Lord Jagannath Rathayatra of Srila Prabhupada. By his grace manifested, this opportunity for us to enter into the mood of bringing Lord Jagannath to the heart of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mauramana Vrindavan. So all the heart of the devotees can become Vrindavan. It should be clean like Gundicha temple where Krishna can come. So this opportunity is given to us. So with keeping that, how we can take this opportunity in the mood of Shri exhibited by Shri Haridas Thakur, the mood exhibited by Araj Pratapurudra, the mood exhibited by all the Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami's humility. So when we access this mood, then the more we become able to enter into the treasure house of getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath. So in the Bhagavatam verse we are discussing today, it is said that one cannot approach the Supreme Lord with our material senses. That's a fact. But even though we don't have any capacity, but by the grace, that even iron rod like can become fire by the touch of fire. Similarly, by the grace, by the association of Krishna's holy name, the material senses also can be given a potency to access the holy name. But what we need for that is that we need the mercy of Bhakti Devi. Bhakti will descend when we get the mercy of the devotees. Krishna invested his bhakti potency in the heart of the devotees, and the devotees can only give us the bhakti shakti to us. And the devotees' mercy we can get only when we are able to respect other devotees, expecting more respect in return, and become more tolerant than them, free and humble than the blade of grass. Trinata Pisuni Chena, Karorapi Sahishuna, Manina Nadena, Kirtaniya Sadhari. When the devotees are pleased, then we will be able to enter the mystery of the great pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Sri Sri Jagannath Rathayatra Mahotsav Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaurabhaktavinda Ki Jai, Bhakti Sangha Devotees Ki Jai.
Jai. Aapki jai, Prabhu. Beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such amazing class. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. I was thinking, it's only good if Jagannath cannot see my account, and only then I will be delivered or forgiven. Otherwise, with all the mistakes that I do in my life, still even after I know that just chanting is everything, still we get that we get lost in this material thing and don't chant properly and just thinking of the other things, even though we can't handle anything, because what is past, we can't change it. It's because it's gone already. What is future? Actually, it's not in our hand. So we still think the only thing in our hand is right now. And actually that is not our hand too, because we don't know what's happening. But the only thing is chanting. And when we can chant properly, that's when the real bliss comes. Otherwise, past and future just gives you anxiety. So thank you, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class. Love your class, Prabhu. Thank you for your time. Hare Krishna. Jai Shila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, there is a hand raised. If with your permission, Prabhu, we can go to the question answer session.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Whatever you say, I'm your puppet.
Hare Prabhuji. Please bless me. Please bless me, Prabhu. You are amazing devotee. Thanks. I'm nothing, Prabhu. I'm like less than part of a dust, Prabhu, on the floor. So nothing I am. Hare Krishna, Krishna Gorangi Mataji, Nandwar Pranam. If Mataji can unmute. Maybe she is just blessing us.
Your blessing, Prabhu. I need your blessing. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for giving me opportunity to asking question. I always come with a few questions. Our question I got today that Nityananda Prabhu was saying that. Nityananda Dasa Prabhu was saying that we need a Bhakti Devi's kripa mercy, and then we can also receive the Bhakti Shakti. So how we can get the Bhakti Devi's mercy, Prabhu? I'm struggling a lot. I don't have a Shakti or Bhakti. I'm so struggling.
As long as we are all struggling, we are in the proper path, and we should be happy in struggling. So then we are in the proper mood. So yeah, when we are struggling, we are in proper path, and when we are happy in struggling, we are in proper mood. So we need to have proper. Sometimes when people are walking in the proper path, they become restless, or sometimes they become doubtful, are they going the right path or not? So they may slow down, or they may become discouraged. But so not only we should take a right path, but also we should be happy and confident in taking right path. So the right path is struggling. So when we are performing devotional service in this material world, everybody is struggling. But in devotional service, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yes. Talking in the place where he's sitting here, where he's staying for 12 years. He says that all the anxieties and difficulty I undergo while serving you, my dear Lord, these are all my devotional ecstasies, he says. So Vrindavan Vrajavasis, if you see that the maximum anxiety, we can't even imagine what kind of anxiety Vrajavasis went through. And, you know, we are reading Kaliya's pastimes, or Govardhan pastimes happily now. But when the Vrajabhasis were in that particular time, how much anxiety they were, Kaliya's poison was, vapor are going everywhere, cows are dying, Krishna was caught, and they are all the Vrajabhasis are painting, Yashoda Maya painted, Indra Maharaj jumped into the water, and the Indra was showering rain, and all the calves are shivering in the cold rain and cold and wind, and like, the Vrajabhasis were all wondering what to do, where to go, such a difficulty and anxiety. But that anxiety become a song next day. All gopis, Yashoda Maya, when she chants butter, she will be singing the glories of Krishna, how he lifted Govardhan, how he subdued Kali and so on. So in this way, the difficulty become ecstasy later. So the struggle is there, but the struggle, when we perform devotional service, the difficulties we undergo in devotional service are healthy. If you are if you understand our higher fruit, what you are going to get. So, one thing we should avoid, offense to Vaishnavas and offense to them. We should try to avoid all the offenses. Otherwise, difficulties will be there, definitely. Where if we are not facing difficulty in devotional service, we will be facing difficulty in material world. So, Prabhupada said, who should be happy and chant Hare Krishna. So, when we are not able to become happy in our struggle, then we should try to, we should learn to become happy in our struggle. So, let Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Any Mataji?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanvat Pranam. Beautiful, beautiful class. Jai Jagannath. I just wanted to understand this pastime of Vritrasura with not Chitraketu Maharaj with Shiva. Now, Lord Shiva has Parvati Mata on his lap. So, is this, why is it like that? Is it because he has accepted her as half of his body? Something like that is an explanation sometimes I've heard, but why is she on the lap?
Well, they are intimately connected to each other, Lord Shiva and Parvati. They are not like our material relations where father, mother, husband, wife, they are together for fraction of time and then they get separated again. Next life, some other relations. So Parvati and Shiva are eternal. They are not Jivas, they are in the Shakti category, they are Shiva Tattva. They are eternal associates, so their dealings are eternal. So it's natural that Parvati is just like Krishna Shakti is Srimati Radharani, Lord Shiva Shakti is Parvati Devi. So it's nothing unusual or surprising.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Krishna Mataji, you have some other questions?
If you're giving me opportunity, I won't let it go because you're giving me service. Can I ask the related question that one of the Mataji was asking? Is that the Parvati was sitting, but the Mother Parvati also cursed the person who was pointing out the saying something. So I don't know anything about it. I just hear from the devotees. So what was that Parvati was sitting? And that is her husband. So sitting on the, so what was the mood? Actually, what was the mood of that? I didn't understand the mood of that. I mean, it's very unusual also, na? It's very unusual also, na? But what was the mood? That should be something, some lesson or some mood behind of that. Prabhu, sorry, I don't understand. So I'm asking like that.
When Chitraketu Maharaj was apparently laughing at Lord Shiva, actually Chitraketu Maharaj is glorifying Lord Shiva. That Lord Shiva is speaking about the Vairagya principles to the assembled sages. But when a person is speaking about Vairagya, but he is holding Parvati Devi in his own lap. So Chitraketu Maharaj was amazed and surprised and was laughing that way. Something like, you know, to our understanding, somebody speaking about how bad is alcohol, but he's holding an alcohol cup in one hand and while sipping alcohol, he's saying that we should not drink alcohol. So how will feel like that? So apparently in Shiva, he is a great Vairagi, but he's talking about Vairagya, but Lord Parvati is on her Lani's lap. So Chitraketu Maharaj was, it's not Chitraketu Maharaj didn't understand Lord Shiva's greatness. But he was exclaimed and amazed about Lord Shiva. And in fact, he was, in his mind, he was glorifying Lord Shiva. So he just laughed. But Parvati Devi misunderstood that Lord Shiva. He is laughing because I am in his lap and Shiva is talking to Vairagya. So Because so from the point of view of Parvati Devi, that is her love for her husband. She could not tolerate anybody insulting her husband. But from the viewpoint of Chitraketu Maharaj, she never offended because he is actually glorifying Lord Shiva. And Shiva understood, Lord Shiva understood, that's why he did not react anything. He was happy about Chitraketu Maharaj. So in this way, it is all from different viewpoint of view. Everybody is correct. Everybody is. In fact, Lord Shiva later slightly chastised Parvati Devi that, you know, come on, look at the greatness of the devotees of Lord Vishnu, that you cursed him, but he could have counter-cursed you, but that he was taken it, you know, so happily, and he accepted your curse. So this is how the devotees of Lord Vishnu behaves, Krishna behaves. So Lord Shiva is made Parvati feel herself ashamed. Then they say it is a great loving relation, loving dealings with each other, Lord Shiva, Parvati Devi, and Chitraketu Maharaj. But in the end, it is ultimately evolved as a Rudrasura, being appearance of Rudrasura, and his exhibition of great emotions, loving affection towards Krishna. The whole pastime is of culminating in all of their love towards Krishna in devotees of Krishna.
So Prabhuji, as we are Vishnu Bhakta, I mean like Lord Chaitanya, the Krishna conscious, so are we supposed to worship Lord Shiva or Gopeshwar Shiva or Shada Shiva?
We worship Lord Shada Shiva is considered as Vishnu form, who is a source of Lord Shiva. Lord Shada Shiva stays in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha world, with four armed form, Shankar Chakra Gada Bhagna. So that is called as Lord Shada Shiva. And the Shiva, we call as Shambhu Tattva, Lord Shiva, who has taken various form in Vrindavan, he is Gopeshwar Mahadev. And in Navadvip Dham also, he is there as a Mahadev in his birthplace. And in Kamyavani, there is Vimaleshwar Mahadev, in Govardhan, Chakleshwar Mahadev. So various places, Lord Shiva is very dear to Lord Krishna. In Jagannath Puri Dham, Lingeshwara, Lingaraja is there. So as a very dear devotee of Lord Krishna, we also give respect to Lord Shiva. But our primary worship is that you worship Krishna as a dear servant of Krishna. And they get opportunity. We also worship Lord Shiva in the business way. We worship Lord Shiva and we beg his mercy to enter into the devotee's attitude towards him.
So we can pray, we can ask for giving the
we worship Lord. We worship Lord Shiva. We worship Lord Shiva as a great Vaishnava. But we only take prasadam is offered to Lord Krishna. We don't take prasadam offered to the demigods.
So Lord Shiva is a Mahavaishnava. So which Shiva is a Mahavaishnava, Prabhu? Sorry, I don't know.
Well, when Lord Shiva is a Mahavaishnava, Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, we do not discriminate various Shivas. But when we worship Lord Shiva, who is worshipped in the mood of Krishna's devotee, that is more congenial. So in Vrindavan, most of the people worship Lord Shiva as Gopeshwar Mahadev and Chakleshwar Mahadev like this. So the mood is more congenial. But nevertheless, wherever we see Lord Shiva, where Mahaprabhu, especially in the old temples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, he went to Kanchipuram Ekambareshwara temple, he went to Sri Shaiva Lord Shiva temple, Mahaprabhu went. Mahaprabhu went to Lingaraj temple in Bhuvaneshwar. Mahaprabhu went to many Lord Shiva temples and other places. In Vedagirishwara, he went to Akshatirtha. Mahaprabhu visited Lord Shiva temple. Whichever temple visited by the great Lord Kshatriya Mahaprabhu and other devotees, that those temples we can visit and offer worship. But we avoid taking prasadam in other temples other than Krishna, Jagannath, Lord Ram, and devotees such as our spiritual master and Guru Parampara. Other places we avoid taking prasadam. We only offer our
wishes. Thank you, Prabhu, for enlightening.
Hare Krishna. Somebody, Jyoti, Takme, somebody.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question is regarding the devotional attitude you spoke during the lecture. Could you please give the essence of devotional attitude?
Devotional attitude is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, is Buddha of Haridas Thakur, that even though he is Lord Brahma, but he thinks himself as unqualified to even enter into the temple. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami were born in a great Brahman family, Saraswata Brahman family, were great scholars, but they felt that they were untouchable, that they are lowest. They never went inside Jagannath temple. They also stayed in the Haridas Thakur. So this mood of Trinathapi Sunichena, Taravarapi Sahichena, Madina Mandalena, Kirtaniya Sadhari, that keeping oneself as lower than the blade of grass, tolerant than the tree, and respecting others and expecting none in return. This is the mode of devotional attitude. So when they compare devotional service and devotional attitude, more than the devotional service, the devotional attitude is more important. So in attitude, and you perform service, Krishna becomes very happy and he happily accepts the service. So this is the attitude of selfless attitude, that I want to give to others, I want to serve others. I got a holy name, I got spiritual master, I got seva. Other than these three things, holy name, guru, and seva, nothing in the world I want. So I am already taken care, I am already secure. There is no worry for me. My only worry is that I should give these three things to others. There should be nothing for me. That's called selflessness. So sometimes devotees become very much distressed and very much depressed or very much unhappy. Actually speaking, there is nothing, there is no need to be unhappy, because that we need three things in our life. What are the three things? Holy name, and spiritual master, and seva. So all the devotees, by Prabhupada's grace, they have a holy name. And many of them, we got spiritual master, either Siksha Guru or Diksha Guru. And we got seva, required seva is yours. So when you have three things, nothing we required in this world. And so there shouldn't be any worry. Okay, body pain comes, many things come. These things are anyway going to come. But real, our life is delivered because we got these three things. So there is no need to worry about our own deliverance, but we should worry about others who don't get any of it. That is a mood of selfless. There is a mood of the gopis. There is a mood of that I am relishing this love of God and this fruit of Krishna Prema. But I want, how much I can need, I want to give to others. So Mahaprabhu is calling everybody, please come and distribute others. I am the only person who wants. How can I distribute others? I have only two hands. Come and distribute this fruit to everybody. Mahaprabhu is calling. See, Prabhupada is not only calling, he is giving all the opportunity, arrange everything. He is not only calling us, he is telling what to do. Books are there, the holy name is there, the temples are there. Some all the participate in distributing this fruit to others. So when we start worrying about others, automatically our worries become nothing. So that is something actually we should do. The opportunity to have ananda in this material world is the one ananda which is not available in the spiritual world. What is the Bhavananda? Giving Krishna to others. In the spiritual world, everybody has. So that is attitude. I want to give Krishna to others. I want to make others happy. When we start thinking how to make others happy, then our happiness automatically increases and worry becomes insignificant. So that is attitude. Srila Prabhupada is giving this. Srila Prabhupada, though he is happy, satisfied in Vrindavan Dham, but he was not happy about it. He was not just satisfied. He wanted to give Vrindavan to others. He put pain and difficulties and went outside. Krishna was satisfied. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied, releasing this, fulfilling his three desires, saying in Puri Dham. But he went out of his way to give this Krishna prem to others. He went to South India. He went to all the places and distributed his fruit of love of God to others. That says Namo Mahavadanya. In that mode, we should try our best to give this Krishna prem to others. Janma Shataka Karo, 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 Karo. Perfect our life by taking and giving to others. In the mood of humble servant and servant. Is that fine, Madhavi?
Absolutely, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for enlightening the class and also the answer. I have written down all the points. I don't know where I'll reach, but I'll try. Thank you so much, Hari.
Thank you. Thank you. Parima Mataji. Prabhu or Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for this. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful class and very enlightening. Prabhuji, I have this one thing that you said, that we cannot accept prasad of any other demigod. Yeah, I totally agree. But Prabhuji, can we take them with that attitude that, you know, we usually take the remnants of Vaishnavas, senior, really Ma Bhagavat Vaishnavas. And Shiva is a very great Vaishnava. So while taking the prasad, can we not think that, oh Shiva, because you are a devotee of my Lord and this is your remnant, so please bless me with Krishna Bhakti and that.
Well, if you are doing in your own home, that is a different thing. But when you go to the temple outside, the mood in which the boga is offered to the demigods are not in that mood. So that's why we avoid it.
Okay, Prabhuji. Okay, thank you.
We're supposed to avoid.
Prabhuji. Thank you.
Madhvacharya says if anybody takes demigod prasadam other than Vishnu, he should, for atonement, do Chandrayana Vrata. Chandrayana Vrata means something like eating cow dung for 1 month, little cow dung, something like that.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you
anyway, for that. Sometimes become very delicate when you go to big temples. Sometimes people either they disrespect demigod, they indiscriminately accept everything in the same way. One should understand Shastra.
Because in Jagannath Puri, there are many, in Bhubaneswar, there are many Shiva temples. That is why I was thinking, you know, that
well,
land.
The principle is that Krishna's prasadam should be taken and demigods can be respected and obeisances can be performed. Especially Lord Shiva, one should respect obeisances should be performed, but one cannot accept prasadam from the demigods.
Prabhuji, suppose if
we
it
should,
is
we
given...
should only take what is offered to Krishna. It's a very simple thing.
Just in case if somebody gives us in our hand, what should we do with it?
And there are various ways. You take it and later give to somebody else, give to the cows, and so many ways.
Okay, Prabhu. Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for all of your patiently tolerating me. I just spoke on something which all of you know, my usual slow. Hare Krishna, thanking for keeping me out of Maya for last 1.5 hours. Please bless me that I'm able to understand and follow what I'm trying to speak.
Thank you for your association, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. And thank you for your time, Prabhu, for coming on the call. So, dear devotees, as Prabhuji has to leave now and we all have to go to our works, so let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalaptaru
vesha kalaptaru kaksha kalaptaru kaksha
kalaptaru kaksha kalaptaru bhagavatam ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai.
Sangha japa group ki jai.
Thank you, dear devotees.
Thank you so much for joining.
Krishna.